Well, we're talking some of the top winners from the 34th San Francisco International Wine Competition in our Wine of the Week tonight.
And joining us, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg here for our Wine of the Week. Scott, welcome back.
Sean, good to be here.
Now, this is one of the top wine competitions in the world, and you get to be a judge in this, right?
Oh, how I suffer for my art.
I want to be you when I grow up, really.
450 wines, slurp, swill, spit, I'll tell you.
Oh, wow. Well,
nice.
So tell us about Best in Show, and you were telling us off mic that this was one of the more unusual competitions you've ever been involved in.
It was. I have to say that, you know, we taste all these wines blind, which means we really have no idea other than the vintage, the year, and the varietal of which we're tasting, but no labels. And the wine that won Best of Show of white wines this year was a dry Riesling from, are you ready for this? Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin.
Whoa.
The 2012 Wollersheim Winery Riesling was beautiful. This wine is great. Just a little touch off dry, but it's still considered dry wine. Concentrated palate of nectarine, melon, little green apple. But it was this wonderfully refreshing acidity that played off the ripe tropical fruit flavors that had us all floored. Best of all, the winner, the best white wine out of the competition,
$9.
What?
$9.
$9.
Whoa.
I don't know
amazing.
If you can find it around here, but let's all look.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then if people want to splurge a little bit more, there's two other Best of Show winners here. What are
there
they?
There was. The Best of Show red wine was the 2009 J. Laure Cuvée Pomme, P-O-M. Now, this was a premium Bordeaux blend from Paso Robles, California. And this had blackberry the jam that just leapt right out of the glass. But what I loved about this wine was the black plums and dark cassis and blackberry and briary pepper that just played over the entire length of the tongue. And then you got this earthy, meaty finish, excellent weight in the mouth, and just a touch of tobacco to kind of mimic its French cousin, a Bordeaux from France. $50, a little on the pricier side, but a really great value overall.
Now, sparkling wine, how'd they do?
Well, it just shows that there are things that are right in the world, because the best sparkler this year did actually come from Champagne. The non-vintage Charles Heidsieck Brut Reserve really sported a charming bouquet, aromas of apple and honeysuckle, a little yeasty baked bread in there, but it was the dry, crisp flavors of apricot and roasted hazelnuts that was just classic and beautiful and just carried over the tongue by small, tiny, stylish bubbles. $65, but a great buy for a champagne.
All right, so what bottles were double gold winners?
Double gold winners means they didn't necessarily win Best in Show, but it means they made it all the way to the finals. My favorite was the 2011 Holly Winery Delum Vineyard Pinot Noir from the Russian River Valley of Sonoma. This is a beautiful Pinot Noir, possessing aromas of black plum, a little boysenberry on that sweet nose. And then you get these flavors of fruit-driven blackberry, blueberry, and earthy spices. A little bit of baked cherry in there. I like that on this nose and in the palate. And then I really liked the medium-bodied finish. It was $37 and probably one of the best values coming out of California for a Pinot Noir.
All right. Scott Greenberg with our Wine of the Week. You want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.